web at usaradio.com.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, that's it. That's us. How about that? Back with more money and strategy information right here on the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. It's the one TV and radio show that delivers the best in retirement advice. We do this better than anybody else. I'll say that because I do believe it. I'm Johnny Dean. I've got Professor Rick Plum here in studio with me to help you out from your money standpoint, talking about strategy, retirement, etc. Now, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about this hour, and we got some folks on hold, so we're going to take the calls immediately. We'll get to it all right now. Do have a couple of phone lines open, three of them anyway are open, so give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. That's 877-752-6637. You call that number, you get through right now to the Brain Trust. You can also send us your emails. We will get to some of those. Got a bunch to get through today. How do you do that? You follow this easy procedure. You go to wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link right there near the top of the page. That's all you got to do. Type your question in. Wealthed.com, that's our website. You'll find blog posts, video clips, audio clips, all right there, links to articles, etc. That's all at one website, our website, wealthed.com. So we're going to get things started right now using the spark plugs of experience to yank the pull cord of knowledge on the power lawnmower of advice. I think that's pretty good.
Well, that's what you get for thinking.
Passing along to you the best in strategy information. Let's see you come up with a good metaphor.
I never said I could.
There you go. I never said I could either, but that thought that was okay. The Brain Trust is here, both on and off the air. So, by the way, if you want a personalized bucket strategy, the advisors at Lucia Capital Group will put a bucket strategy together for you, and they'll do it for you anytime you want. Your goals are different from everyone else's, of course. Your path to retirement is different, and your financial plan should be uniquely yours as well. If you want to get in touch with Professor Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors here at Lucia Capital Group, make an appointment, talk to them about your situation or anything that's on this program. 800-644-1150. You get a strategy that addresses each of your needs, what we call a buckets strategy. Again, reach them off the air at 800-644-1150. You've seen how complicated a lot of this stuff is, folks. Don't try to do this yourself. I can say this, you're nuts if you try to do this yourself. You need somebody guiding you. Off the air, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER. We're going to take your calls first because we've got some people have been hanging on for a little while. But we do, as I said, we still have three lines open, 877-752-6637. Let's go first up this hour to Larry in Los Angeles, California. Hi, Larry.
Hello.
How are you today?
Acceptable.
Okay, well, that's all of us. So how can we help you?
Well, I've been working at the place of where I work. It's for the school system for 32 years. I have a good attendance record, and I don't take much vacation. But I recently had a massive heart attack, and I had to get off work.
Okay.
Even though I had arrangements to go on vacation, what have you. And my question is, I wanted to retire at 70 years old. I'm 68 now, and I wanted to get that, a few months later, I guess, retire from work. But I was told from someone that I should go on disability, you know, so until I'm off of work. I didn't know if that was a wise thing to do. I don't know if it's up to the doctor or or me, because he told me it depends on how I feel, but I don't want to have a heart attack at work.
I don't want to have a heart attack anywhere.
Find me there.
No.
Now, when you say you want to go on disability, where are you looking to pick up the disability from? From an insurance, through your fringe benefit package?
Workman's comp.
Workman's comp. Well, that means that you're not working. So
yeah, I'm not working right now.
Well, if you're not working right now, it would be state disability because you didn't. It wasn't a work-related accident.
Well, it's just that before this attack happened, 2 days before that, I was having issues, and I had talked to one of my supervisors at work, but we were getting off early that day, and he felt, well, you know, everybody has back issues. And
well, then
we
you
left
can...
it at that. So, and there were some people there at the school who actually told me to lay down and they thought they should call the ambulance. But I told them no. You know, right. I've never had this condition before.
No, ever. And if you don't know what's happening, sometimes it doesn't have the same symptoms as everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to be a while before you go back to work, before you can go back to work, then you should check into Workman's Comp and or state disability insurance and get the benefits that you've been paying for all these years, because that is, you know, if the disability is keeping you from working, then you should apply for whatever you are entitled to get. You've been paying both, your employer's been paying the Workman's Comp, and whether or not you can get that, I don't know. State disability, you should be able to be eligible for. You've been paying into that, Now the other one, 70. So you're. When you were talking about starting at 70, what were you thinking about? The pension or the Social Security or what?
And my pension.
Yeah, the pension probably stops growing here pretty soon. The percentage, now you get more years.
Yeah, I only get 2.5%.
Yeah, you're already at the max percentage. You're just adding years of service. And with the pension from the schools, if you start taking the pension, you're only allowed to work X number of hours in any given year after that and still be able to be considered a retired person on a pension, otherwise they'll stop the pension. So you have to look at...
I didn't know that.
You have to look... Yeah, you can't just say, start my pension, but I'm going to keep working full-time. You would have to talk to them about that. There are rules about what is and is not retired before receiving the pension. And it may mean that, you know, look at, you're 68 years old. Do you really want to work the next 2 years? You retire now.
Well, that's what I've been told by many, really. It's just that I've been very active.
I'm
an active person. And
if you love what you do, I mean,
well, yes, I don't dread going to work or anything like that. But
then
this
work
condition, just like I don't want to be found up on a roof or
somewhere
because even though I feel like I could work, or
it happens.
I don't want something to happen to me again. And
you
I
know,
don't.
Do you
even
think
know
work?
If
do you think work?
Legitimate.
Do you think work may have caused the heart attack, or what do you think?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
The doctor don't know either. So.
Are you single or married?
I'm married, 51 years.
Congratulations!
Wow.
Your wife? You're younger than you?
Yeah, a few months.
How do you think either of your longevities look? Do you also pay into Social Security?
Yes, myself?
Yes.
Yes.
Does your wife have a Social Security benefit?
Yes, she's getting one right now.
Okay, is yours going to be larger than hers?
Yes.
Do you expect either you or her to live well into your 80s?
She's probably going to live well into her 80s. Now that I've had this condition happen, I'm not certain.
And so that would be the reason to wait till age 70 to start your Social Security benefit. Your Social Security benefit will be a lot larger than hers. And as long as at least one of you is expected to live into your well into your 80s, postponing your benefit will help that survivor benefit.
Well, I remember on your program you had something about maybe when I get Social Security to collect it all and get a life insurance for her or something.
That's for the pension, not the Social Security.
Oh.
The Social Security is, you know, when you start your Social Security at 70, once you start it, that's the number that will continue for her if you happen to die before she does.
Oh, she gets the total amount.
She gets the full amount because she's at least 66 now, right?
She's 68.
Yeah, so as long as she's full retirement age, she will step up to your full benefit when you pass away, if you pass away before her. So that's not going to be the issue. That's not where the life insurance comes in. The life insurance would come in if you were to try to choose a life-only pension option. And I probably would not want to do that with yours where you're at right now. Because the life insurance works The younger you are, the healthier you are.
Correct.
At 68, we're not on the younger side anymore.
No.
And because of what just happened, we're not on the, from a life insurance standpoint, not on the healthiest side. Mm-hmm. So the life insurance is probably not going to be an option for you as what they call pension max or something of that nature. So you're going to probably want to look at taking a joint and survivor pension when you do apply for it.
And joint.
A joint between you and your wife so that you get whatever you're getting as a pension number will continue if you die and she'll get it for the rest of her life.
Oh, okay. I like the sound of that.
She'll like it too.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure I want her taken care of.
Yeah. And so those are the kinds of planning things you want to look at right now. I would, hey, if you go down and you have the time, apply for workman's comp, apply for state disability. The worst they can say is no, you don't get it, but at least you tried.
Yeah.
I think you'll get something.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Welcome, Larry. Thank you.
Good luck, Larry.
Good luck to you. All right. Take care of yourself. And I do mean that. Take care of yourself. 30-something years.
Energetic guy.
68.
Hey, it happens. I mean, 68 is not an unusual age. I mean, we've seen people with heart attacks at much younger ages than that.
I could say he wants to work, but he's got the on the other side. He's saying, I don't know, maybe work caused this, and it's something I don't know.
And I don't want to be found there.
No, and I don't want that. And so you're kind of on the fence right there. He's been married 51. The guy
51
got
years.
Married young.
What, 27? No.
No.
17.
If I added right, it's age 17.
17, yeah.
Boy, now there's a guy, there is a couple right there that knows how to make it work.
Yeah. I mean, she's 68 too, so they're both 17.
They were both 17 when they got married, and it's lasted 51 years.
Congratulations.
I mean, that's got to be less than like 1% of those survive. That is great. All right. Yeah, Larry, thank you for the call. And as Professor Plum said, worst they can do is say no, and you continue on as you've been doing. All right. Room on the phones. We'll get into some more of your emails. 877-PLANNER, our number. Get on board. Ask your money questions. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Market strategy investing. Great calls today so far. And we still have some emails to get to. If you want to email us, go to wealthed.com. You should go there anyway, wealthed.com. Find out the latest news about the Brain Trust, where we're going to be, et cetera, et cetera. We'll have a fall workshop schedule, I believe, posted sometime within the next 5-6 weeks, something like that. So we'll give you that when we get that squared away. 877-PLANNER is our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We were talking about some of these fixed annuities earlier, so I want to move Joe up next on the line in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hello, Joe.
Hi, guys. Here's the situation. I have a sister-in-law that's going to be 59 in January. She just lost her job unexpectedly. There's a high probability that she will not work again due to the job market circumstances. And she's got about $400,000 roughly in a combination of non-traded REITs, variable annuities. She's got $50,000 cash, those kinds of things. So we did the math, and we don't see how she's going to have enough to live on without drawing down her her principal. You know, even if she fixed things up where she took dividend incomes, it just doesn't work out mathematically. My question is twofold. Number one, would a fixed index annuity fit in a situation like this? And number two, what else can we do?
Well, a fixed index annuity could fit, but it's not going to give you a better rate of return than most of the things you just talked about. What it does, if you use one of the hybrid type annuities, whether it be variable or fixed, can give her a guaranteed income. Now, how much income does she need to be able to support her life?
We're looking because she's 3 years short of collecting Social Security. I'm thinking probably a minimum of $2,500 a month.
Okay, so $30,000 a year. Now, what will her Social Security look like when she's 62?
Because she'll have to take it at 62, we're looking at about $1,600 monthly.
Okay, so $1,600. Now she only needs $900 from the portfolio, right?
Yeah, you could look at it that way, but my concern is the three-year gap before Social Security, you know, whether she's going to be drawing down an extensive amount.
Well, she's going to draw down, and the fixed annuity is not going to do a very good job. If you were looking at a hybrid annuity, usually the payouts really don't really start until she's 65 anyway. They ratchet up a little bit, and you don't want to start them at 60, 59, 60, because the payouts are just kind of low. And so you're not going to get much of a bang for your buck out of that from that point. So no matter what she does, she's going to be paying down. But is that the worst thing in the world if she can continue to do what she needs to do? So she needs to take $30,000 out of $400,000. That's a little bit higher than we would normally want to see, 7.5% or so distribution. But it's, like you said, it's only for 3 years. And then drawing it out for 3 years, then we can drop it down to call it $1,000 a month from there forward. Now we're only taking $1,200 out of maybe, you know, $12,000 out of $300,000. You know, if we take down $100,000 over the next 3 years, 30,000 plus a year for the next 3 years. We take the 400, even without any earnings, down to 300. Now 300, she only needs, call it $900 to $1,000 a month. We need $12,000 a year. $12,000 a year out of 300 is a 4% distribution. She's right in line. She can do this.
Okay. Rick, what I did misunderstand is when did you say the right time would be to intercede with a fixed index annuity?
The right time to start the distribution of payments from one of these payout type annuities is between 65 and 70. 60 is
okay.
Generally
and,
too
but
young.
When would we actually initiate it? I mean, would we do that right away?
Well, I'm not going to say you should initiate it right now or not. It could be that she might want to have some amount of money in a fixed index annuity. I would, you know, we can talk about the what we could call it is an income annuity. And so maybe you carve off some money today and put it in there today. Maybe 100,000 dollars, and then at 65, 6 years from now, the income base from that 100,000 may be 150. I'm doing this off the top of my head, depending upon what the ratchets and the roll-ups are. And at 100, well, it wouldn't be 150, probably be 130. And 130
okay.
would probably give her, you know, got to do a little math. I'm sorry about that. Sorry.
What
folks.
Do you got?
130. Maybe $500, $600 a month from that. So she'll have her Social Security at, you know, $1,600, $500 a month, $600 a month from this. She'll be at $2,000. Now she only needs a little bit more from the rest of the portfolio. And most of it's going to be guaranteed between the annuity and the Social Security. So she's not worried about really running out of money.
Okay, last question, and I'll leave you alone. I know I took a lot of time.
Well, no, Joe, I mean, you just...
Let's say she died 2 years after she started collecting the income. How does the insurance treat that?
Well, it depends on the type of annuity you purchase, but typically the ones that people are using today, especially for somebody who's 60 years old, 59 years old, who's looking to let the money grow for a little while, there's a cash value component to it. So let's just purely making up numbers, put in 100 grand a day. And over the next 3 years, 4 years, it grows at 2 or 3%. So your cash value goes from 100 to 108 or so, or hers does. And then heaven forbid she passes away. That 108,000 is still there. And whatever that cash value is will go to whoever the named beneficiary is.
Okay, so there is a beneficiary trigger.
There okay. can be, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate it.
She just needs to sit down and map it out. It sounds like she's got several of the things that she needs to have in place. Now she just needs to be able to turn them on at the right time and make it so that she can have her mm-hmm. $2,500 and keep going.
Got it. Thank you again, Rick.
Sure.
Joe, thank you for the call. She's in a good position here.
Well, she's in a bad position because she lost her
job. No, okay, I understand that. But she's
financially, she can do what she wants.
From a financial standpoint, she's got to. He was concerned about the bridge between age 59 and 62.
Right.
She's going to start taking her Social Security. Okay, how do we get there? You take $400,000, which I think she has combined in a bunch of different types of accounts.
Mm-hmm.
We draw down, call it $90,000. To give her $30,000 a year.
He said she might need $2,500 a month.
Yeah.
$2,500 times 12 is $30,000.
Right. So now you've drawn it down to, you know, 310, 320.
So let's say 300.
We'll call it 300 just to be safe.
And that assumes no earnings over the next 3 years.
Right. So, which is unlikely.
And no losses.
No. Okay. Well, all right. But let's just say there could even be a little loss because $90,000 down to 300. Okay. That's fine. $300,000 left. What's 4% of that? Well,
$12,000.
$12,000.
$1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month. Age 62, she started taking her $1,600 a month out of Social Security at age 62. Now all of a sudden, she's got she's got the $2,500, $2,800, whatever.
$2,600 a month.
That she needs. Yeah.
So she's in line. She just has to, you know, make sure that everything's working in a coordinated fashion to meet. We want to have enough liquidity to get the $2,500 a month out. We want to have the right products in the right areas. And whether or not she wants to ultimately have some time of guaranteed income, now's the time to be looking at an annuity that can provide guaranteed income. But I'd want to look at her expenses and say, how much of the expenses of that $2,500 a month does she need to have rock solid guaranteed? Mm-hmm. And if she said, I need $2,000 of that, no matter what, just waking up, I need $2,000 a month. Okay, then that $1,600 a month ultimately when Social Security kicks in isn't enough. We want some more. How do we get more? That's where you buy one of these annuities. You don't buy them for the, you know, incredible equity-like rates of return, which won't happen. You buy them for the guarantee of the income source, which will happen. And you buy them based on the worst case scenario. So don't look at what it could be if the world, you know, works out wonderfully and the stars align. Look at what the worst case scenario is. And if that's good, everything else will be better. So let's work off the worst case scenario.
877-PLANNER, our number. We just did a plan. We helped Joe out, or his sister, right?
Somebody he knows.
Okay, all right. That's who it was. Anyway, we'll help you out. You give us a call. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. Some room on the phones. Emails coming up as well at wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're back after this.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Get on board. We do have some lines open for you right now. If you've got a money question, great time to call us now. We will talk to you about it. I think we've helped a lot of people today so far, Professor Plum, strategizing and all of that. If you want to email us, you can go to our website, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. I want to get to some of these emails here, a bunch of different topics. We're going to start with Stephen in Katy, Texas. I'm 60 years old. I have a Roth IRA that I opened in 1998. I also have a converted Roth that I did back in 2012. I want to pay off my house, but I need to use the funds from both IRAs to do it. Will I owe any taxes if I take all the money out of both accounts?
Well, the reality is you have one pool of Roth money, and that pool has different accounts inside of it, but the key is that it's one pool. You are 60 years old. That means you're past 59 and a half. You have had a continuous Roth IRA since 1998 when they first became available, more than 5 years ago. That means any distribution, even from the converted Roth that was done within 5 years, is going to have a qualified distribution status, tax-free. Doesn't matter which account it comes from. It's going to be tax-free. You've had a Roth for 5 years, any continuous Roth for 5 years, and you're 59 and a half, you're good to go. The fact that you may have done a Roth conversion last year, and somebody's out there saying, but Rick, there's a penalty on Roth conversions.
There's a five-year
rule.
There's
a five-year rule on conversions. Well, there's a five-year rule only to the extent that it would have been penalized coming out from the traditional IRA. If you could have taken the money out of a traditional IRA without a penalty, they're not going to penalize you for taking it out of a Roth IRA. So there's two areas that we have to look at. Are you going to incur a penalty? You're 60 years old. No, there's no penalty. And if you were to take out enough that you got into the earnings of the accounts, would you pay any taxes? 5 years and 59 and a half. No penalties. You're good to go.
Yeah, it's confusing. I can see that, though, because you do have two different five-year rules. If you're under age 59 and a half, for when you can take the money out of a Roth. Now, on the Roth, the five-year rule also applies if you're 59 and a half. If you haven't had a Roth, you have a contributory
Roth. The earnings
Roth,
part.
The earnings part. You have a contributory Roth where you just contributed money, you're age, 57.
Yeah, but most people are not going to run into it because there's either contributions or conversion principle that's in the Roth IRA. Most people don't completely eliminate. Now, he might eliminate the Roth IRA.
I think that's why he was asking, because he's taken all the money out of both accounts.
Right. Now, he has two accounts, which means he has two custodians. The Roth custodian where he did the conversion, a couple of years ago in 2012, if he cashes that account out, they would look at it saying, well, he has not had a Roth IRA for 5 years. So they may issue a 1099 that says this is a non-qualified distribution, meaning any earnings that are attributable to that account, they would say that could be a taxable event. And if that happens, he just has to file the right form with his tax return and say, no. This may be one account, but it wasn't the only one, and I have satisfied all the other rules. It's just a matter of accounting for it correctly. It will be a tax-free distribution because he's had a Roth IRA for at least 5 years, and he's age 59 and a half or older. So, but because this one IRA, Roth IRA custodian, he's looking at he made the contribution or he made the conversion in 2012. It has not been five tax years yet if he takes money out in 2016. If he takes money out in 2016, that IRA custodian, that Roth IRA custodian, may issue a 1099 that says, yes, he took money out, This much of it was converted. He's over 50 and a half, so there's no penalty. But we don't know for a fact that this is not taxable.
Yeah, because we don't know that he's had a Roth for more than X number of years.
And so he'll just have to put it on his tax return that he has.
Yeah.
It's not difficult, but it could. Now, if the Roth custodian knows that there's been a Roth IRA for 5 years, maybe it's just a different account at the same brokerage house. Well, they should issue the 1099 that says all good to go. And if he really wants to avoid all this hassle and he wants to wait, just wait until January of next year to take the distribution. And then this conversion will be at least 5 years old, and you don't have to worry about it. But it's good to go now.
Well, because that's because any time in 2012, even if he did it December 30th.
They go by tax years.
Right. So it counts as if he'd done it January 1st of 2012.
This is one of those areas where they don't look at the specific date. Mm-hmm. They look at the number of tax years. When did he do the conversion? He did it in 2012. So you've got 2012, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Those are your five tax years. Once he's past 2016, and then that Roth is, even if that was his only Roth ever, now he's seasoned it enough, he's 59 and a half or older, then there's no problem there. But the fact that he's had one for, 1998, 18 years?
Has it been 18 years since
then? Wow, we've had Roth IRAs for 18 years?
1998.
That's when they were first available.
I remember that, yeah.
And they gave us that you know, four-year spread for conversions.
Yes, remember that? You could convert your traditional IRA back then, and you could
spread the tax event
out over 4 years, which was great until about
2000
or so, in which case your conversion of $100,000, which was probably all tech stock at the time, the conversion, that 100 grand is now worth 20,000 or whatever.
If you were lucky.
In some cases, if you were lucky. But guess what? You had a four-year tax bill on that $100,000.
And at that point, there was no way to undo it. You were past the deadlines.
No. But hey, we got through that. Okay, we were talking earlier about fixed index annuities. Had an email on this from Michael in Las Vegas, Nevada, who asks thus, my wife and I just inherited a fixed index annuity from my father-in-law, who passed away last year. What are the distribution options that we have? Can we roll the funds, almost $140,000, into our retirement accounts? What happens if we take all the money and deposit it into our personal account? I'm guessing we will be taxed through the roof. Yes? ? Thank you for a great show. Michael.
Well, no, you cannot roll it into your own retirement account. You can cash it. Now, you're going to have to call the insurance company and find out what options, settlement options, they even allow. Many of them will only allow a lump sum distribution. And so are you going to be taxed through the roof? Well, it depends a little bit on what the basis, the tax basis on this annuity is. If dad, unfortunately he passed away, but maybe dad put in $100,000 in it, X number of years ago, and it's now worth $140,000. Well, if you cash it in, that deferred growth over and above the basis of $100,000 is taxable. So you'd have $40,000 of a taxable event. And how much you pay on taxes on that depends on what other income you have for the year. But you need to find out what the tax basis of that account is. Now, you didn't mention whether this particular investment was in from personal money, IRA money, Roth IRA money, where it was held. If it was an IRA and it was an investment within an IRA, yeah, you have a lot of options. You can cash it in the IRA, can change it over to a decedent beneficiary IRA, and then start taking distributions this year based on your life expectancy because it is an IRA. But if it's a personal account, you got to call the insurance company and find out what's going on. There may be the provision to do some type of 1035 exchange, but that's only if the insurance company that it's currently at allows for something other than a lump sum distribution. And so find out what distribution options the current annuity offers if it's not an IRA.
What typically happens? Or can
it gets cashed out.
It's normally just, here's $140,000, you've inherited it, the $140,000 is yours.
Yep, that's the most common way. Now, they may say, we'll pay it out to you over 4 or 5 years, and that only sort of stretches the payments.
It doesn't really. Now, in the case, if the father-in-law, Michael's, had put $100,000 in your case, the $40,000 is really the gain is where the taxation
If it's
would
not
happen.
An IRA, yes.
Now, if it is an IRA.
Well, the IRA is the IRA. And this is just an investment within the IRA. And you can cash it in inside the IRA and there won't be any taxability because it'll still be in the IRA.
Right.
But you're going to want to open a decedent or beneficiary IRA, mm-hmm. same thing, and transfer the money to the beneficiary IRA, the cash, to avoid any taxation.
And then it's just a rate. It works as any inherited IRA would work.
Non-spouse inherited IRA. And because he passed away last year, if it's an IRA, you have a required minimum distribution this year, or whoever the beneficiary is, for, probably your wife.
You're saying for
the beneficiary IRA.
Yeah, for him. No, well, he already, if he was already
dad RMD died last
age,
year,
right?
Dad died
Dad's
last year.
Dad's out of the picture now. Yeah.
Right. So either you did or didn't make his required minimum distribution last year. That was on dad.
Right.
This year, it's either you or your spouse.
Somebody has.
My guess is you're not the beneficiary if it's a father-in-law who passed away.
It's probably his wife.
It's probably his wife's the beneficiary. Yeah. She needs to start, if it's an IRA, and whether it's a traditional IRA or Roth IRA, it's going to work the same way. There's a required minimum distribution this year for the decedent IRA, the year after mm-hmm. the year of death.
Now, the question is, how much of you could currently still stretch it out, right?
Yeah, you can still stretch it out. It would be based on the life expectancy that you have for this year going forward. Doesn't say how old he is.
No. But now, if he didn't take an RMD, it's all going to have to come out.
5 years.
Within 5 years.
That's assuming dad wasn't full retirement or wasn't age 70 and a half or later.
That's right. We don't
this
have enough
gets
information.
Carried away.
Now we're going to stop there because too many ifs in the equation here. So there you go, Michael, in Las Vegas. We got more coming up, a couple more emails, some room on the phones. If you've got a question, we got another segment to answer those questions. 877-PLANNER. We'll tell you what's coming up on this program tomorrow. We'll also give you today's trivia. We're having fun with trivia right here. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
The Safety Oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store
store or staples.com for details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Planner, we're taking your calls. Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We'll tell you what's coming up in the program tomorrow. We got a little trivia if we have time, and perhaps another email or two. But of course, we take your phone calls first, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We got a couple folks on hold. We do not want to leave anybody waiting before the end of the hour. So let's get to it once again. Stoney, somewhere in Georgia, is up next. Hi, Stoney.
Good afternoon, sir. How y'all doing?
Doing very well. How are you today?
I'm all right. I got a question about profit sharing. I work for a company that once I retire or leave the company, I will be able to get it. I'm trying to see what kind of tax, how would they tax that, or would it be taxed?
It will be taxed. It'll be 100% taxable. So what you're probably going to want to do is transfer it to an IRA, where then you have more control over it and you can take little bits of it out rather than a lump sum. How much do you think will be in the profit-sharing plan by that time?
Somewhere around $15,000, because I work for them part-time. So
okay,
it'll be somewhere around $15,000.
Okay, so the $15,000. So if you were to just take the $15,000 from the profit-sharing plan, the entire $15,000 would be taxable. It's like writing you a check for $15,000 of ordinary income. You would take that and put it on whatever other income you might have and pay taxes at whatever that rate is. So if you wanted to take out less than the $15,000, you could put it into an IRA. Now, the other thing is, if you take out $15,000, they're not going to send you directly $15,000. They're going to send you $12,000. And they're going to send $3,000 of it, 20%, to the federal government as a withholding, as a prepayment of income taxes that you may or may not owe. And so you'll get a check for 13, but you'll be taxed on 15. And then if you don't owe the tax, you'll get a refund. If you owe more, then you'll have to pay it later. So if you wanted to control that withholding a little bit better, you could roll it to an IRA. Now, when you do retire, what types of income, what other incomes will you have? Will you have any pensions?
Yes. I have a pension and 401k. Actually, two 401ks.
And how old will you be when you retire?
I'm trying to hold out to about 66.
So over 59 and a half?
Yes.
Okay, so there won't be any penalty. How much do you think you've got? How much is going to be in the 401k?
As of now or then?
Well, now, and then we'll look at it then, too.
Okay. What, 115?
Okay.
Is it now?
Because you're going to have that money and this money, I would probably just look to roll both the 401k and the profit sharing plan into an IRA and put a plan together to be able to start taking distributions from this now IRA pool of money to supplement your Social Security, to supplement your pension if you need it. And so you'd have this money and you have a little bit better control over it. When you move it from the profit sharing plan, when you move it from the 401k over to an IRA, that's not a taxable event at all. When you take the distribution in cash, when you have them send you a check or you take a check from the IRA, that's when it becomes taxable.
Gotcha. Well, I got one more other question.
Sure, okay. Go ahead.
Is it best to, I got a 401k that sitting there, that is it best to roll it over into a Roth, or half of it into a Roth, or half of it into a IRA?
Well, I would say it's going to be best to roll it to an IRA so that there's no tax. And then if it makes sense to move some of it, and I doubt, mm-hmm. I can pretty much guarantee you that moving all of it is not a good idea.
Okay.
Moving small portions of it, 10, 12. What you don't want to do is create more taxes by moving it to the Roth IRA than you would have paid by stretching out the payments from the traditional IRA. And so we may be able to use the tax brackets to your advantage, but you're not going to know that until you get to retirement. And so the Roths are going to be done on a year-by-year basis based on the income that you have and other things. And there's no reason to roll over $100,000 all at once, or $200,000, or whatever the number is, because that will create more taxes than just taking $10,000, $20,000 a year out of it over a 10, 20-year period of time.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Is it okay. Thank you.
No. Do you have another question?
I have a quick question.
Yeah. Go ahead. That's fine.
Annuity, is it – I don't know what – how to word it, but is it, can you open up like a 5-year annuity or something?
You can. There are 5-year fixed annuities. There's two sides to the 5-year. One of them is how long will the surrender period last? The other is, if it's paying interest, how long will that particular interest rate be guaranteed? There are 5-year fixed annuities that have a guaranteed interest rate for the next 5 years, and the surrender period lasts for 5 years. The rate of return is not all that hot right now. And so whether you should be looking at an annuity or some other form of investment within your plans, well, first off, you're not going to get one in the 401k. You're not going to be able to get one in, you don't have control over the profit sharing plan. So when you ultimately retire, or, you know, and roll this money over, is when you would look at what to buy in the IRA, and whether or not they fit at that time depends on other things, what the interest rates are doing at that time. It may or may not make sense to buy an annuity inside of your IRA, but that's yet to be determined based on what your needs and goals and profits are. Now, when you retire, how much will your pension be and how much will your Social Security be?
Social Security, I don't know. Pension be like, what is it? Money, it'll be like,
Okay, so yes. Just shy of $600 a month, and your Social Security will be what, $1,500 a month, $2,000 a month?
Yeah, somewhere.
Okay, how much money do you think it's going to take to live?
Me?
Yeah.
About $2,000.
Okay, between the pension and the Social Security, you'll be getting more money than it takes to live. You don't need a payout income annuity, at least not under these parameters. Whether you need a different kind of an annuity, we can look at that as we go. We need to you need to sit down and go through, what are my plans? What do I expect to need? When do I have the ability to do this? How should I set up my entire life? But I would say an income annuity is probably not appropriate from what you've just told me. And now it's just a matter of putting things in place so that you can have what you want when you need it.
Yeah. Hey, Stoney, listen, I got to end the hour here. If you have some more questions, you want to hang on or get a plan put together, hang on. We will talk to you a little bit about this off the air. There are ways to do this, and I think Stoney's doing all right. We're out of time for this hour. I apologize for this, but you're on hold. Stick around. We will talk to everybody off the air. If you need the Brain Trust off the air for any reason, you talk to them about any of your financial situations, you can give them a call at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.